prison for the Blade Runner.
The maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
New CDC Ebola standards.
They provide an increased margin of safety.
Fashion world mourns Oscar De La Renta.
He brought a European swagger, I think, to American fashion.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Oscar Pistorius, the South African Blade Runner whose athletic exploits grabbed global attention, is going to prison. The judge gave him 5 years for his culpable homicide conviction in the shooting death of his girlfriend.
It would be a sad day for this country if an impression were to be created that there was one law for the poor and disadvantaged and another for the rich and famous.
CBS's Deborah Pattas at the court in Pretoria.
Pistorius will spend his first night at Hosimampura prison, where a cell has been prepared for him. Both sides have 14 days to decide whether they will appeal the sentence. A five-year jail term means he must spend at least 10 months behind bars before he can apply to spend the rest of his sentence under house arrest.
Victim Reva Steenkamp's mother didn't seem concerned that the Paralympic star could spend a lot less than 5 years behind bars.
Doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes.
Pistorius's uncle seemed to suggest the family would not mount an appeal of the sentence.
Oscar will embrace this opportunity to pay back to society.
The Blade Runner was also sentenced to 3 years on a gun charge, but that will be suspended if Pistorius is not found guilty of another firearm offense. There are new guidelines this morning from the government in the battle against Ebola.
The guidelines go through great detail, much more than CDC guidelines generally do.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
Every time a healthcare worker puts on and takes off personal protective equipment, they must be supervised by a trained observer.
And that equipment now will be head-to-toe with face shields, hoods, and boot covers. CBS's Steve Futterman's in Dallas, where three Ebola cases sparked fear and caution.
They are beginning to resume their normal lives. Four students among dozens of people released from quarantine yesterday returned to their schools with no apparent problems. Other students at those schools were given special lessons on the threat of Ebola. More than 70 people remain in quarantine. There is concern about how they will be accepted when their 21-day period ends.
A second round of tests is being run on a nurse in Spain who appears to have recovered from Ebola. Now to Hammond, Indiana.
The Hammond police caught what I would label a serial killer.
Mayor Thomas McDermott and others are coming to grips with the stunning case that's now the focus of investigations in two states. 43-year-old Darren Vann, a former Marine and Texas sex assault convict, confessed to the murder of one woman.
His level of cooperation and the things he's told us would indicate that possible other victims could surface.
Hammond Police Chief John Doughty says Vann told police where to find six other bodies in abandoned homes in Gary, Indiana.
It could go back as far as 20 years based on some statements we have. And that's yet to be corroborated.
And police in Austin, Texas, where Vann spent time, are checking missing persons reports. The man held in the disappearance of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham has been indicted on charges tied to the sexual assault of another woman in 2005. Fairfax County Attorney Ray Morrow.
In connection with the sexual assault of a 26-year-old woman, which occurred on September 24th of 2005, here in the city of Fairfax.
Authorities are still trying to identify remains found last weekend in the search for Hannah Graham. One of the legends of the world of fashion has died.
Oscar De La Renta, sleeveless silk file, full-skirted dress.
Oscar De La Renta, getting attention there on TV's Sex and the City, was 82 years old and had cancer. He dressed first ladies, Hollywood stars, and socialites. Latina magazine's Shirley Velasquez.
He's been dressing women all the way back to Jackie Kennedy in the White House, as well as Audrey Hepburn, but then kept up with the times.
The evidence that he kept up with the times is the wedding dress he designed for George Clooney's bride, Amal, who wore it in Venice just weeks ago. Turkey has made a new move that could help the U.S.-led alliance against ISIS. CBS's Holly Williams is reporting from northern Iraq.
Turkish authorities have said that they will allow Kurdish fighters from Iraq to travel through Turkish territory to help defend the besieged town of Kobani, which ISIS militants have been attacking for more than a month now.
In what's being called a breakthrough, doctors were able to use a new technique to help a man who was paralyzed in a knife attack get back on his feet. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
In a world first, surgeons in Poland transplanted nerve cells from Darek Fitika's nasal cavity at the spot where his spinal cord had been severed. 2 years on, he says, through an interpreter, he's recovered some feeling and is walking with a walker.
It's an incredible feeling. It just shows you should never give up.
British researcher Jeff Raisman led the team.
I believe this is the moment when paralysis can be reversed.
No one involved in the privately funded research wants to profit from the work, assuming it can be replicated. They say income from any patents would be used to treat future patients for free. Steve?
A new report finds a genetic trait protects many Latinas from breast cancer. An international team led by researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, found women who inherited the variation from both sides of the family were 80% less likely to develop breast cancer. Well, studies make it clear most of us don't get enough sleep, and being tired can be a danger if we're behind the wheel. The government's taking a closer look.
I'm Heather Bosch.
It really should have killed me. I was extremely lucky.
Alex Noel is talking about the accident that left him temporarily paralyzed. He'd fallen asleep at the wheel.
I woke up. I was half off the road, half on the road. So I jerked the wheel to one side, and that sent me into a roll.
If you're not getting enough sleep, that's going to make you potentially dangerous on the road.
Mark Rosekind is on the National Transportation Safety Board. Today, it's hosting a forum, a type of brainstorming session on ways to fight drowsy driving, which causes 100,000 accidents a year, up to 6,000 of them fatal.
The potato chip maker Lay's says a million people voted online, and wasabi ginger is the new flavor that won a battle against three others, cappuccino, mango salsa, and cheddar bacon mac and cheese. The person who submitted wasabi ginger, a New Jersey nurse, will get $1 million. New York's Metropolitan Opera, the scene of protest last night over a work about the 1985 death of a man at the hands of a PLO, Leon Klinghoffer. Here's Marla Diamond of WCBS Radio.
The loud protest did not keep operagoers away. In fact, Dax Serlin of Manhattan said he bought the ticket because of the controversy.
They said, come to see the opera and judge for yourself.
Many protesters cynically accused the artistic director of choosing Klinghoffer to fill the seats and make money. Rabbi Joseph Potasnik among them.
We're going to unmask the phantom of the opera.
The program included a statement from Klinghoffer's daughters expressing their distaste for the depiction of their father's murder. Marla Diamond, CBS News, New York.
At a public event in Philadelphia, Monica Lewinsky called herself patient zero in a cyberbullying epidemic. The former White House intern called for a cultural revolution to stem what she calls a compassion deficit that fuels online hostility. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.